Near the chamber's entrance, Mad Phil began drilling bolts into the wall, working his way around an overhanging ledge to the roof. The rest of us explored below, pressing forward, sounding the planet's largest known enclosed space. Overhead, the swifts chattered and bickered and called without rest, occasionally dropping down to land on our chests where they would sit and allow themselves to be petted. At night, we set our bedrolls on flat rock and strung up lines to air out our socks. The chamber was humid and warm, as though darkness itself were wet, and beyond the edges of a camp, a constellation of little jewels glinted in the lamplight, the eyes of countless spiders, some as big as my hand.